Let's bring in the guy that'll give us the great news about the great weather, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Isn't it nice to talk about sunshine for a change?
Well, yesterday it was a beautiful, it was cloudy in the morning, then a beautiful day, and then all of a sudden, what a big thunderstorm came by my house.
Yeah.
Easily dropped between a half inch and an inch of rain. There's no doubt about it. But you know what? It's a crisp morning, 51 degrees and bright sunshine.
Yes, and I hit into that too yesterday coming back home from the cabin. So I know what you're talking about. There are a lot of people who didn't get that probably say, what are they talking about? And again, you know, when you forecast showers and thunderstorms at this time of the year, it doesn't mean that everybody's going to get, you know, equal amounts and the same. That's what makes it a little difficult, because some people will say, well, I could have had the barbecue. Meanwhile, you know, 5 miles down the road, they turned around and said, boy, glad I listened to Pat, because if I would have had the barbecue, it would have rained on me. So, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, as they usually say. How was your Saturday? I'm sure you didn't like Saturday at all.
Well, Saturday they had the women's support, and you were exactly right. The rain started around 8 o'clock and really wrapped up about, I mean, a steady rain, 2:33 o'clock. I mean,
right. We
had sprinkles and showers and off and on, little heavy showers after that. But it was chilly, and it was, you know what, also breezy, which
right. Made
being out in that rain just miserable.
Miserable. Yep, totally
Absolutely
agree.
Absolutely miserable.
Totally, totally agree with you. Yep, absolutely. Well, I'm glad that's behind us for now. And again, we have a beautiful day today. Look for temperatures to be between 80 and 85 in sunshine. It'll cloud up tonight in the mid-50s. Now, tomorrow, another front moves our way, so it'll be cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm, mainly more showers than a thunderstorm, in the low 70s. If you have a shower or thunderstorm left over Wednesday morning, it'll give way to partly sunny skies, low 80s. It'll be sunny Thursday, mid-70s, and sunny on Friday, when the highs could be as warm as 85 degrees. Now, what a way to start the Memorial Day weekend, but will it end that way? Probably not. On a Monday, I never, ever, ever chisel in stone what is going to happen for the weekend, but it's Memorial Day weekend. Past history has told me that at least one out of the 3 days, meaning Saturday, Sunday, Monday, always turn out inclement. Unfortunately for me, it usually winds up being right in the middle of the weekend, so it's not like I could go up to the lake, stay there 2 days, and then just come back because it's going to rain on Monday. Here's the problem. The nice weather, or the air, the high pressure that's giving us the nice weather Thursday and Friday, moves off the coast by Saturday. So now you're in the return flow around it clockwise. It begins to pick up the moisture from this old front down in the Carolinas, and it begins to send moisture this way Saturday. So immediately clouds will start come in. That's number one. Then we have a cold front that's going to be coming through the Great Lakes, but that cold front probably won't reach us till Monday. So why is Sunday a question mark? Because we still expect a tropical disturbance to come out of the Gulf of Mexico, and it will just aid in sending moisture northward around that high. And the two things will combine like a conveyor belt to bring in rain or shower Sunday. And then on Monday, when the cold front approaches, it puts the squeeze on the moisture and it rains even more so. So right now, and this is on a Monday, folks, and it could change. The best of the 3 day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, would be Saturday. The worst would be Monday.
So Monday would be the worst.
Monday would be the worst, which would mean obviously I'll be coming home because I'm not staying there. But I will tell you that, We had to go up to the lake yesterday. I brought a lot of stuff up, so it was like a combined effort because the board.
Can talk about anything in a second. I want to know about the mice.
Oh, zero.
There you go.
Totally shocked.
Zero.
I mean, I told you I put in the screen door and the kitchen door, you know, because you walk into the porch and then there's the kitchen door, you know, to enter the cabin. I had stuffed underneath both doors with steel wool because I had a feeling I'm thinking to myself, where are they getting in from? And, you know, people say, oh, they come up to your pipe. You know, well, we have a pipe in the sink. That's the only pipe we have, you know, that comes up to the cabin and into the sink. And I made sure that I put heavy bolt on top of the drain so they couldn't get into up to the sink. And I didn't find not one dropping. I was so shocked. Of course, nothing in the sink. I always find it there. I usually find, you know, a little dropping here and there, you know, on the floor. Nothing. And it still smelled of peppermint.
There
you
go.
Because I put the peppermint cotton balls, you know, all around, and it still smelled of peppermint. The place was as clean as I left it back in October.
There you go. Peppermint balls work.
It worked miraculously. I was so... That really did set the pace for just going up there, you know, just to be relieved of that. I got a lot of my stuff out, and, you know, I even took down the tops on the screen porch. I did all of that, cut my hand, my thumb. I sliced it pretty good. Couldn't stop the bleeding for a while, but that was okay. And then we proceeded up to the new studio where they had the meeting. The board was there.
Yeah.
And they did a couple of things first, and then they came over to the dinner dance. And I just simply asked them. That was very, very nice. I said, listen, I have to know two things. One, why are you cutting the budget? And number two, why is the dinner dance the only one that has a two-year budget? So they didn't answer question one, but question two was because the budget year starts in July and goes to June. And because the dinner dance is in June, it goes to an 18-month budget, so that's why they do two for the dinner dance. Okay, so I said, all right, fine. Well, we are a 501c7 nonprofit exempt corporation, which is strictly social, because I did all the research.
Yeah.
I says, and according to what I understand, it is almost imperative that we have enough social activity since this is our title. Otherwise, we could lose our exemption. And thank God that our lawyer and former president was sitting there, not as a board member. And I said, Jeff, am I correct? And he said, Pat is absolutely correct. He says, none of you people were around back in the 90s when we were audited. He said, at that point, we were forced to change our status, and they warned us. And he said, we paid a hefty fine. He said, and they warned us, you need social activity to continue to be non-exempt. Doesn't matter how much they spend on it, Marshall. They need the activity.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. So after that, the board turned around and says, so what do you guys need to produce next year's dance? We said the same thing that we're getting this year and the same thing we got last year. And all the board took a vote, and it was unanimous. They voted to give us the money.
Boy, but the board president probably hates you.
It's tough, but at one point, the treasurer turned around to me and said, well, you know, you changed the date. We like the dinner dance the same day as the annual meeting, and you changed the date, you didn't tell us. I said, excuse me, I don't work for you. I don't work for the membership. I'm a volunteer here. I don't have to tell you anything after 19 years. We've been doing this dance for 19 years, and I'm not telling you a thing. First of all, it wasn't available. So they didn't know what this is. Well, we're going to ask the members if they want the dance on the day of the meeting or another time. I said, well, you go right ahead. Whatever they would like to do, we'll do. I said, I could see how I was able to talk strongly because I didn't have any mice turds in my cabin.
There you go. If you did have mice turds, you could have thrown them.
But never mind that. I was taking my cabin and moving it to another lake.
Unbelievable. Well, at least you got that dinner dance straightened
out. Oh, goodness gracious, it's over.
So you don't have to worry about that anymore.
No, we just have to produce it now. And, you know, we're underway. So thank goodness for that. And what else could I tell you, Marshall, that the weather is going to be glorious. Unfortunately, for your trip to New York tomorrow, it's not.
What the heck? Now, I want to tell you.
Yes.
Our movie reviewer, David Sterrett, did a movie review on the movie Revenge. And I saw clips of it, and it was frightening about a woman who gets revenge on men who raped
her. Really?
but it popped up on my screen for free yesterday.
Right.
I watched it.
And?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Violent. Holy smokes.
It's violent, but did you find it scary?
No, but it was just plain violent. There were times where I turned away.
Oh, I don't know if I want to see that.
It was violent. It was it was really violent, and it had a lot of subplots that you just didn't believe could happen. That was another thing that they just I mean, when a movie, you're going to have a movie, you got to make instances that you can believe can happen.
Right.
And you can't have so many of these instances in this movie that happened, that could happen to one person to lead to where, at one point, I'm not giving away anything. She fixes a wound in the front, but that the wound came in from the back through the front, and she never fixed the wound in the back, and somehow it healed. You know, things like that that you notice in the movie.
Okay.
But violent. Oh.
No, then I'm not watching that. I like scary. I don't like violent.
It was violent. It was violent.
Okay, so thank you for passing that on, because I think I saw that. Oh, and by the way, Marshall.
Yes.
I started watching Handmaid's Tale from Hulu.
Yep.
I watched the first season one, first episode. Incredible.
There you go. There's a lot of good things now on all these new networks.
It's good. It's good. Yep. It's a good thing, especially on rainy days like we've had.
Absolutely. Well, all right, Pat. So I'm going to have rain going to the city tomorrow.
Yeah, but the rain will not amount to much at all. So I don't think it's just not going to be pretty. But don't worry about flooding or anything like that. Nothing like that.
All right, Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.